The magic number for the Boston Red Sox to clinch their third straight division title is 2, and now the focus shifts to the health of 2 of their star players. Chris Sale is one of those. He pitched 3 scoreless innings while giving up just 1 hit in Boston's 4-3 win over the New York Mets at Fenway Park yesterday, and the hopes are that his shoulder inflammation woes are behind him. But the Red Sox will be watching closely MVP candidate Mookie Betts, who left the game yesterday after experiencing soreness in his side following a long throw from right field. He told reporters after the game it's not a serious injury. He should be ready to play Tuesday against the Yankees in New York with a day off today. But the guess here is that manager Alex Cora keeps Mookie on the bench Tuesday with the division title well within grasp. The Red Sox need to win just 1 game from the Yankees in the Bronx series to claim the division and avoid that 1-game wild card playoff. Andrew Benintendi's sacrifice fly in the 8th inning yesterday proved to be the game-winning hit, bringing home Tsui Lin, who filled in for Betts and led off the 8th with a double. The Mets played rather well in this series against Boston. They dropped 2 out of 3, but they made the Red Sox work for their wins. And the large contingent of Mets fans at Fenway endeared themselves to their hosts by starting a time-honored chant regarding the Yankees, describing them in terms normally used to explain what a vacuum cleaner does. Those Yankees, meanwhile, fell 3-2 to the Toronto Blue Jays when Dellin Betances came on in the 8th inning with a 2-1 lead, then gave up 5 hits to turn that advantage into a 3-2 deficit for the Yanks. That was the final, as the Jays took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees in the Bronx. But the Tampa Bay Rays did the Yankees a solid by taking 2 out of 3 from the Oakland A's, including a 5-4 win yesterday. That allows the Yankees to maintain their slim 1.5-game lead over Oakland for the first wild card spot, which delivers home field advantage for that 1-game winner-take-all wild card. The A's will no doubt be temporary fans of the Red Sox when Boston begins their series in the Bronx tomorrow night. To the NFL, and a rough day for the New England Patriots. The defense looked positively porous against the Jacksonville Jaguars. In Florida, Blake Bortles threw 4 touchdown passes, 3 in the first half, and a 31-20 win for the Jags. Tom Brady threw 2 touchdown passes, both to Chris Hogan, but he was also sacked twice. The Pats are now 1-1 on the year. The New York Giants are still winless after a 20-13 loss to the Dallas Cowboys. They sacked Giants quarterback Eli Manning 6 times in that game. Don't look now, but it's the Miami Dolphins sitting atop the AFC East at 2-0 after their 20-12 win over the New York Jets. Frank Gore passed Curtis Martin on the NFL's all-time rushing list in the win and now trails only Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, and Emmitt Smith for most career rushing yards. And how bad are things in Buffalo? So bad that Bills veteran cornerback Vonta Smith retired from the NFL at halftime in yesterday's game, calling it a career before Buffalo would go on to lose 31-20 to the LA Chargers. Locally, both the UVM men's and women's soccer teams suffered losses yesterday. The women held scoreless in a 1-0 defeat against Bryant, while the men fell to Colgate 2-1. The women of Northern Vermont Johnson, the Badgers, were shut out 4-0 by Baypath in Longmeadow, Massachusetts.